I'm Mitch Wertlieb. This is VPR News. Congress finally got rid of the No Child Left Behind law when it passed a new federal education law at the end of last year. Under the new law, states will develop their own accountability systems. And as VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman reports, Vermont is now struggling to understand its new responsibilities under the federal law.
Even before No Child Left Behind ended, Vermont was working on its own way of reviewing schools. The new system will take into account variations in school size and demographics, and it's built around visits to schools by state officials. The state was done with using only test scores to designate failing schools, and Education Secretary Rebecca Holcomb says there's been progress in coming up with a new accountability system.
So here's the problem. This was well underway in the initial pilots, and now we're looking at ESSA reauthorization. And we need to just sort of stop and see where we are and think about how to manage this transition.
ESSA is the Every Student Succeeds Act, and that's the name of the new federal education law. There's still a lot we don't know about ESSA, but the federal government will expect states to test students and use those test scores to make annual determinations of school performance. Holcomb says federal programs that support low-income children are crucial to the work the state is doing. So she says while the Agency of Education wants to come up with a plan that works for Vermont, there will be federal hoops to jump through.
I can't debate whether we test annually because I'm required to test annually until the state wants to give up all that money, which I don't see anyone at the current moment planning to do.
As the U.S. Department of Education comes up with its new rules, Holcomb says the state should pay attention. The Federal Education Department will have to approve the state plan, and it will be easier on everyone if Vermont's quality review aligns with the new law. Holcomb says she wants to find the intersections between federal law and common sense.
Is there a way to have them work hand in hand so that some of the work that we do for the state is also satisfying some of the federal requirements?
The Vermont Agency of Education will hold public hearings as it develops its plan, which will be available in draft form at the end of this year. The state plan has to be submitted to the U.S. Department of Education at the beginning of 2017. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman.